This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong pro-democracy Stand News outlet announced Wednesday it's shutting down operations following a police raid on its offices earlier in the day. Six current or former senior staff members of the online news outlet were arrested on charges of conspiracy to publish a seditious publication. More than 200 uniformed and plainclothes officers took part in the raid. Stand News issued a statement saying acting editor-in-chief Patrick Lam has resigned and all of its employees have been terminated. Authorities in Hong Kong have cracked down on pro-democracy forces since China's passage of a strict national security law in 2020. In response to massive and sometimes violent anti-government protests the previous year. The crackdown has transformed the Asian financial hub from a semi-autonomous city to one increasingly under Beijing's authoritarian control. The body of South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu will now lie in state for 2 days ahead of his funeral on Saturday, New Year's Day. Tutu was initially scheduled to lie in state only on Friday at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town. But on Tuesday, his two foundations said the memorial had been moved up to Thursday to accommodate the thousands of mourners expected to pay a final farewell to the Archbishop. The legendary anti-apartheid fighter and supporter of LGBTQ rights died on Sunday at the age of 90 at a Cape Town nursing home. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. This is VOA News. In China, the northwestern city of Xi'an entered its seventh consecutive day of lockdowns as the number of new COVID-19 infections continues to rise. The city reported 151 domestically transmitted cases on Tuesday, bringing the total number of new cases since December 9th to 1,000. Residents are prohibited from driving even within city limits unless for work, with violators facing 10 days in detention and up to $78 in fines. Residents are already banned from leaving their homes unless they have essential jobs. Australia is also undergoing a dramatic increase in new coronavirus infections driven by the Omicron variant. It posted nearly 18,300 infections Wednesday, well above Tuesday's previous high of 11,300. New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, reported just over 11,200 infections Wednesday, nearly double the number of cases posted the previous day. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas visited Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz on Tuesday for what Gantz's department said were talks on security and civil matters. An Israeli Defense Ministry statement said Gantz told Abbas that he intended to continue to promote actions to strengthen confidence in the economic and civilian fields, as agreed during their last meeting. Israeli media said the meeting took place at Gantz's home in central Israel, where the two men discussed security and civil matters. In late August, Gantz visited Abbas at the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. It was the highest-level meeting in several years. But after those talks, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said there would be no peace process ongoing with the Palestinians. The death toll from a shooting spree in the western U.S. state of Colorado has now risen to 5. Monday's rampage left 3 people dead in downtown Denver. 2 other fatalities occurred in the nearby suburb of Lakewood. The suspected gunman was shot and killed after engaging in a gun battle with a Lakewood police officer. The officer and one other person were wounded in the shooting. Denver police say they had previously investigated the suspect in 2020 and earlier this year, but no charges had been filed against him. And U.S. President Joe Biden is praising former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid as a man of his word. Reid died Tuesday at his home in the western state of Nevada at the age of 82. He had suffered a 4-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.